Tonight's shiur is on this coming week's parsha, which is also my bar mitzvah parsha, Parshas Beshalach. And the title of the shiur is Hashem the Healer. I want to discuss some important elements in understanding Hashem as a rofe, as a doctor, as a healer. It's brought up in this week's parsha, which we're going to see inside in the psukim. I also think that the ideas that we come out with are relevant to tefillah, because we say, you know, Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, we praise Hashem for being Rofe. I think it's important to understand some of the significance of why or what we're referencing when we say that Hashem is the Rofe, is Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. So with that, let's begin the shiur. And the shiur starts with Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Chaf Beis. It's source number one. And a little bit of context, Klal Yisrael just left the Yam Suf. And it takes off from there. Chaf Beis. Vayasal Moshe es Yisrael miyam suf, vayetzu al midbar shor, vayelachu shloshes yamim bamidbar, velo matzu mayim. So Moshe led Klal Yisrael from Yam Suf, and they went to midbar shor, which is the name of the desert, and they went 3 days without finding water. Vayavo marasa. Then they came upon a place called Mara. It's in the Torah calls it Marasa, but it's really Mara. V'lo yachlu l'shtos mayim mimara ki marim heim al kein krashma Mara. So they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter. That's why they called the place bitter. That was the name of the place, Mara, because of the bitter water there. V'ilonu ha'ama Moshe le'mor manishta. So the people, they complained, and they say to Moshe, what are we going to drink? V'yitzakel Hashem, v'yareyu Hashem eitz, v'yashleich el amayim, v'yimtiku amayim sham sam lo chok mishpat v'sham niso. It's a weird, strange pasuk. And he cried out towards Hashem, and Hashem showed him a tree, which he threw into the bitter water, and the water became sweet. There was placed chok mishpat, which we're going to explain, and there he was tested. Hashem was tested. V'yomer, and he said, The Mefarshim say it's referring to Hashem. Hashem said, I don't know if Moshe is explaining it, Im Shamoa Tishma l'kol Hashem l'okecha. So if you listen to the voice of Hashem, your God, v'hayashar be'inav ta'aseh, and you do that which is straight in his eyes, v'hazanta l'mitzvosav, and you listen to the mitzvos, v'shamarta kol chukov, and you keep all the chukos, kol ha'machala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. All of the diseases that were placed in Mitzrayim, on the Mitzrayim, I will not place upon you. Why? Because I am Hashem, your healer. Ani Hashem Rofecha. The last pasuk in this group of psukim is really the pasuk that I want to start from. And the question that I want to work off of is, what is the uniqueness and what is the significance of Hashem as a healer? Ani Hashem Rofecha. So that's really what I want to start with, and I'm going to isolate that point in the beginning, but then I'm going to start from the most specific point, and then I'm going to move a little bit outward with the other Mefarshim and try to explain it in the context of the Psukim. So I found two interesting Mefarshim on this, Ani Hashem Rofecha, on Hashem as the healer, and I want to start with this, with them. And the two Mefarshim I'm going to start with are the Bala Turim, which was the son of the Rush, and Rabbeinu Bechaya. So if you look at number two, on the word Rofecha in the Pasuk, it says Hapei Refuya. So you wouldn't know this because I don't put the vowels in, because that's how the Bar Ilan CD puts it out. But the Pei of Rofecha is Refuya. There's no Dagesh. It's, you know, there's the Pei and the Fei. So a Fei means is Refuya. It's a weaker Pei. And we read it Rofecha. Sherefua bidei shamayim ba'a binachas. Bishofi. So the Refuah that comes from God, bidei shamayim, it comes easily and comfortably. V'shebidei adam ba'a b'kushi. But when man heals, there's some type of hardness, kushi. V'al kein v'rapo yirapei dagush. And that's why when it says v'rapo yirapei, there's a dagesh, a dot in the pei. What is he referring to? Look at number three. In Shemos, it says in Perichafal of Pasuk Yates, Im yakum v'hisalech b'chutz al mishanto v'nikam makeh, rakshivto yitain v'rapo yirapeh. So the case is that if a person was in a fight with another person and he damages the person to the point that the person basically, it's unsure if he's going to make it, but then he gets up and he's okay. So the person who damaged him, he has to pay for the lost wages, And he also has to pay verapo yirape for the medical bills. But if you look carefully in the pasuk, verapo yirape is with a dagesh. So the main point that the Baal Turim says is that whenever refua is referenced in terms of God, it's always referenced as ape refuya, so it's rofecha or erafe. And whenever it's referred to as man healing, it's always with the dagesh. So it's verapo yirape. The pay would be, you know, would be dagesh. And what is the significance of that? He explains that with the healing of God, it's easy, it's comfortable, and with the healing of man, there is a certain hardness to it. Okay, it's not so clear what he's referring to, but this is really the first idea that I think is a critical point and a nice idea in terms of appreciating God as a Rofe. And the Rabbeinu Bechaye, I think he's saying the same thing as the Baal Turim. He takes up the same, I didn't quote the beginning of it, but he says the same point. That whenever refuya is referred to Hashem, it's always with the pay refuya, and whenever refuya is referred to in the framework of man, it's always with the dagesh. So let's take it up for number four. He says v'hatam bazeh ki harefuya bevasar v'dam ina ela yedei tsar v'torach v'hu sheyisbol hasam o hamashkia hamar. So whenever a man is healed, there's always some type of pain involved and burden, and typically the person has to take some types of drugs or in order to tolerate the pain. Ava refuah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu benachas, ein shom tzar klal. But when Hashem heals, he heals benachas, with ease, and there's no pain associated with it. Ki birkas Hashem hi tashir velo yosef etzev ima. Because the brachos, the blessings of Hashem, have much wealth, tashir, and there's no sadness with it. Okay, so this is the first point I want to take up. What is this concept, this principle? Why is it, or what does it mean, and how can we understand and appreciate the difference between man and God? The Rabbeinu Bechaye and the Baal Turim are saying that when Hashem heals, he heals without pain. But when man heals, there is pain. So what exactly is the difference between those two? So I was thinking about this concept, and this is the first concept that I want to highlight. So why is it that man feels pain when he's healed? What's the reason for that? Somebody? Why does man feel pain when he's healed? I think the idea, if anybody wants to cut in, they can if they want to. But I think the idea is that, you see, I was thinking of different examples. Let's say a person, you know, breaks his arm. So in order for the surgeon to fix it, he has to cut through, you know, bone, he has to cut through skin, nerves, muscle, all those things in order to fix the bone in order to heal it. Or when a person has cancer, so you go through chemotherapy and radiation in order to heal it. But the thing about it is that with man's ability to heal, there's never a precision that would avoid the other elements, other aspects of healing. For example, with chemotherapy, when you use chemotherapy to kill cancer cells, you also kill healthy cells. So there's always a lack of precision in terms of healing man. Like the whole point of that doctors in medicine are trying to strive for is to isolate the cancer cells as much as possible. But as of right now, they haven't been able to. Or when you heal a broken bone, you have to cut through. You can't isolate the bone without cutting through the person's skin or the person's muscles or their nerves. And that's what causes the person pain. So the first idea I want to express about Hashem as a unique healer is that there's a precision that exists when Hashem heals, and Hashem's ability to be precise that man doesn't have or can never achieve or can never attain. And that's an important idea to grasp and to appreciate, that when man heals, we do the best that we can, but there's always a lack of precision, and that's what causes the pain in the healing. The fact that you can't isolate the disease exactly, the fact that you can't kill the cancer cells alone without killing healthy cells, the fact that when you have to heal a bone, you have to cut through the skin, or when you have to heal the brain, you have to cut through the skull. So all those things, all the healing of man has aspects of pain because it's impossible to precisely isolate the disease process alone and destroy it. Whereas by Hashem, we know that Hashem is purely precise, and he has the precision that no human can ever attain. So with Hashem, healing is an expression of his precision, of his pure precision. And that's why when he heals, when Hashem heals, there is no pain, because he's able to isolate just the disease alone without affecting the other, anything around it. But so really, the first idea is that refuah of Hashem is highlighting the ability of Hashem to be precise. And we see the idea of Hashem's precision by Maisa Bereishis, that it says, I think it says by Yom HaShishi, that Hashem was able to distinguish between Shabbos and Chol in the most precise way, with a precision that man doesn't have. That's why man, you know, with us, we give ourselves time in between Chol and Shabbos. We can never be exact. We can never get to the exact second. But with Hashem, there's a certain precision there that exists that man can never attain. So the same thing is expressed in Refuah. So I think that's the idea that the Baal Turim and the Rabbeinu Bechaya are highlighting. Okay? But he goes on and he expresses another idea, which I think is an important idea to appreciate God as a Rofe. Umash Amru Razal. So this is number 4. Umash Amru Razal Virapo Yirape. So he's referencing again number 3, the idea of man's healing, Virapo Yirape. Mikan Shenosna Rishus LeRofe LeRafos. The Gemara says that based on this pasuk, it gives man a rishus, a permission to heal. Lo amru ela b'makeh shebechutz she'akasav midaber ba, aval choli mibefnim ein zed taloi biyad harofe ela biyad harofe kol basar asher biyado nefesh kol chai. So the second idea that the Rabbeinu Bechaya highlights is that there's a Gemara. If you look at number 5, the Gemara says desanya devei Rabbi Yishmael Omer v'rapo yirape mikan shenitan rishus l'rofe l'rafos. From that pasuk, we learn that there's permission for a human being to provide refuah, to provide healing. Okay, but the second idea Rabbeinu Bechaya points out is that the healing of man is limited to the externals, to the physical, whereas the healing of God is internal. He quotes the pasuk from Iyov, Asher biyado nefesh kol chai, that the internal part of the person, the soul of the person, is really, there's a healing, the healing of that part only occurs through God. So, but I think the idea that the Rabbeinu Bechaya is highlighting, is expressing, which is the second idea I want to share in the shir, is I hope nobody on the phone line is a doctor, but I think what he's saying is that most doctors, they think that they're really saving the person's life, and they really view healing the person in a primary sense, in a primary way. But the idea of Nason Rishos L'Rofe L'Rapos is that there's a limit to man's ability to heal, whereas God can heal the internal aspects of the person, but man is limited. He's only able to heal the externals, only the guf of the person. So the idea of Nitan Rishos L'Rafos for a human being to be a Rofe is that the human being, although he's allowed to do Refuah, he always has to understand the limitations of his Refuah. As opposed to God, where Hashem is capable of accessing the internal part of the person, which is really the primary part of the person, the Rofe is limited to the guf of the person. And that's an important idea that the Rofe has to remember, the doctor has to remember in healing the person, that he's not really accessing the whole person, and also there's a limit to his refuah, and even the part that he's accessing is secondary and not essential. In fact, it's more essential to... Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just had a question.
Sure.
Can you just define me by internal? I just wasn't clear about that.
Yeah, we're going to express that, but I'm going to explain that later, the idea of the soul of man being healed. But I'm going to express that later. But the idea is that a Rofe, typically a doctor, he thinks that he's healing the person. But you have to recognize that the real person is the soul of the person. It's not the guf of the person. So the Rofe, in order to do refuah, there has to be a recognition of the limitations of his refuah. And another idea that's expressed in Rashi, which I think builds upon that, is that Rashi on that Gemara says, Nusna Rishus L'Rofin L'Rafos. In number 6, he says, "V'lo amrinan rachmana mache ve'ihu mase." We don't say that Hashem is the one who's afflicting him, and this one, meaning the doctor, is healing him. So what does he mean? I think he's referring to the arrogance typically that doctors express. I have this patient, actually, I just saw today, who he hates doctors. He's always challenging them. And I think I understand why he really hates doctors. I don't think it's really legitimate. But the way he expressed it to me was that the doctors that he encounters are constantly arrogant, and they constantly express a certain egocentric view of themselves. So you see that the Torah recognized that, and the Torah didn't want a person to think that they have a certain power, that the rofe, the doctor, has a certain power. And typically, you know, we have the God complex idea, that doctors tend to succumb to this emotion, that they're so great and that they're really saving the person and they really have this tremendous power. And so the idea of Nasna Rishus L'Rofe is to try to demonstrate to the Rofe that it's true that he's allowed to save, but he has to recognize the limits of his refuah. One, in the sense that he's only being a Rofe of the Guf, that he's limited in terms of how he's a Rofe, and the other is that his refuah is not really defeat of God in any sense. A Rofe thinks that he's more powerful than God. God tried to kill this person, and I saved him. But the idea of Nitan Rishus L'Rofe is that a person has to recognize that that's not the case, that there is no power that the Rofe possesses more so than God. In fact, it's the opposite. It's only because God allows him to be a Rofe that he's able to heal. So that is really, these are critical ideas in understanding and appreciating Hashem as a Rofe as opposed to a human being as a Rofe. So let me just review them before we move on and try to get this pasuk in the more broader context. So the ideas I just said were that we have to recognize that Hashem possesses a certain precision in his healing that man doesn't possess. And I used a lot of examples in terms of, you know, chemotherapy or in terms of surgery. Those are the two examples that I highlighted, which explain that man is unable to precisely access the disease or precisely access the harmful element, but God is able to. And so refuah in the framework of God is an expression of his precision, of his divine precision. And the other idea is that man as a rofe has to recognize that he is not a rofe like God is a rofe, that he is limited in his refuah, that his refuah only pertains to the guf of the person, which is really the secondary aspect of the person. And the other idea is that he possesses no divine power. It's not like he's stopping the decree of God. If God desires or wants someone to be killed, man has no ability to stop that. And I think it's an important idea to appreciate. It's also an important idea for a doctor, that a doctor has to recognize his place. And very often, you know, physicians tend to possess that God complex. And the point of the Mefarshim, the Rishonim here, is that they're trying to highlight this idea that a Rofe, a human physician, is nothing like God or God's abilities. And there's always flaws in our ability to heal. Okay, so that's really the first idea that I wanted to highlight. Anybody have any questions on that, or does that make sense? Okay, good. All right, so that was the first idea. Yes, someone just say something?
I said I think that was very clear.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. All right, so let's move on. I want to try to explain this now in the context of the psukim. So the first idea was just in terms of Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, but then let's go back to the psukim. So Rashi, he moves us outward a little bit. If we look in the pasuk before, it says Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayareu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Amayim, Vayimtiku Amayim, Sham Sam Lo Chok Umishbat V'Sham Niso. We have this incident in Mara where the water was very bitter. And Hashem says to throw this tree trunk into the water, and it'll make the water not bitter. And there was placed Chok Umishbat V'Sham Niso. Rashi explains. Look at number 7. Rashi, Sham Sam Lo B'Mara Nasan Lahem Miktas Parshio Shel Torah Shis Asku Bahem. So at Mara, which was the first place that they went to after Yamsuf, they were given certain Parshios of the Torah. Which ones? Shabbos, Upara Aduma, V'Dinan. They're given three essential mitzvot: Shabbos, Par Aduma, and Dinan, which are Mishpatim. Okay, we're gonna try to explain that, why those three. Visham Nisahu, and there he was tested. La'am, Vira Kshe Orpan, Shlo Nimlechu B'Moshe B'Lashon Yafa, Bikesh Alenu Rachamim, Shielanu Mayim Lishtos, Elan Islonenu. There the Am tested God, and their stubbornness was clear in the fact that they didn't ask properly, and they complained. So in Mara they complained, and then we go on. Im shamua tishma zu kabbalah shiakablu aleim. So if you accept the mitzvos, tase hi asiya, and you do the mitzvos, v'ha'azanta, and you tate oznaim ledaktik b'am, and you put your ears close in order to be medaktik, to be exact in them, kol chukav, And also, you keep all the chukos. What are the chukim? Dvarim she'enon el gzeras melech b'lo shum tam. They are the mitzvos that don't have any apparent reason. V'yetzer hara mekanter aleihem ma iser be'ilu. And the yetzer hara, it challenges a person and says, what's the problem with doing these things? Lama nasru. Why is it asr? Kigon levishas kilayim ba'achilas chazer para aduma chiyotz behem. Like those types of mitzvos. So if you do all those things, so you accept the mitzvos, you keep them, you're medakdek in them, and you don't allow your yetzer hara to challenge the chukim, doing the chukim, then what happens? Lo asim alecha. I will not place the diseases of Mitzrayim upon you. Vim asim harehi kilo husama. And if I do place it upon you, it's as if it hasn't been placed upon you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Because for I am Hashem, you're rofe, you're a healer. Zehu midrasha. Okay, so we're going to stick with that idea first, and we're going to explain it in particular and also in the context of the Pesukim. So what is Rashi saying? He's trying to explain the Pesuk. The Pesuk doesn't really make sense. It says, Kol machala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. I'm not going to place the diseases upon you. Why? Because Hayim Hashem, you're rofe. It doesn't really make sense. What does refuah have to do with not placing the diseases upon you? So Rashi explains that very nicely. He says, V'im asim, he says, if I do place it upon you, harehi kilo husama. It will be as if it's not placed upon you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha, for I am Hashem, your healer. Okay, so what idea is Rashi highlighting in Hashem as a healer over here? So let's look at the Marsha. The Marsha explains Rashi. The Marsha is on Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and he gives us a little bit of insight factually as to what Rashi is referring to. Okay. Ulcha'ora mila ki enum yushav l'fi adrash. Okay, he explains that the word ki ani Hashem rofecha, the ki, because I am, doesn't really make sense. L'fi adiktuk shehosef Rashi beperish achumish yisyashev shekasav v'im asim harehi kolohusama ki ani Hashem rofecha ad kan l'shona. But with Rashi, we can explain the dikta, because he's explaining that if I do place it upon you, it'll be as if it's not placed upon you. Why? Because I am Hashem, your healer. Ad kan l'shona. Derotza lomar, he explains, what does he mean to say? Divim asim chaser min amikra. If I place upon you is missing from the pasuk. Aval kevan dehisima, but since it was placed upon you, hava ki'ilu lo husama, yiyah. It'll be as if it was never placed upon you. Vim asim bekoach amamar divelo asim v'zesh nasam tam lechach. I just missed that. Shani Hashem rofecha v'yicholas. One second, I just missed the place. Lo sama yiyah v'im asim. Sorry, bekoach hamamar divelo asim v'zesh nasan tam delechach hava gam hasima ki'ilu lo husama. So what's the reason why he's saying that if he places it upon you, it's as if it's not placed upon you? Kevan she'ani Hashem rofecha, because I am Hashem, your healer, v'yecholis b'yadi l'rafos, and I can heal. Ma she'en kein b'koach basar v'dam, but basar v'dam is not the same. She'gam acha refuah hamakya nikeres b'roshem, b'roshem ma v'dok. Okay, because by human beings, even after you heal, there's some impression, there's some sign. Roshem means like a roshem is like an insignia that you were sick. So what he's saying is that by God, it seems to be that any sign of that sickness is removed. That when the person was sick, but by human beings, the healing is not complete. There's always a lack of the healing is not complete, and there's always a sign that the person endured that disease. And there's plenty of diseases that exist, bizman hazeh, where you see that there are effects of the disease, and even if you cure the disease, you can't cure all the effects of the disease. But by Hashem, when Hashem heals, he cures the effects of the disease as well. So what is this idea? How do we explain this? So I think Rashi's highlighting another idea in Hashem as a Rofe. So we said before that Hashem as a Rofe is unique in his precision, but I think this idea in the Pasuk of Ki ani Hashem Rofecha is highlighting the idea that God is able to eradicate the disease completely. Now, why is Hashem able to eradicate the disease completely? Because he created the disease, and he understands the disease. See, doctors, bizman hazeh, nowadays, physicians, the way that they approach diseases is that they have to understand the disease, where it's coming from, what its causes are, how it works, and only then can they try and attempt to eradicate the disease. But oftentimes, they don't understand fully how the disease process works. But with Hashem, because of his knowledge and his understanding of how the disease process works, he is able to completely eradicate the disease from the human being. So the second point I wanted to highlight in tonight's shiur, based on Rashi, of that even if it's placed upon you, it's as if it's not placed, it's saying that Hashem is able to eradicate the disease completely, that he is unique in his knowledge of the disease process, and as opposed to the human doctor, where the human doctor, he attempts to understand the disease process fully, but he's unable to understand it fully, whereas by God, because he's the creator of the disease and he controls the disease, he is able to eradicate it completely in a complete sense. So that's the other idea I wanted to express in Rashi. Okay? Any questions, points? So the two main points, as I say again, about God as a Rofe that we have to appreciate is one is that he's his precision, that he's able to isolate the disease, and the other is that his understanding of the disease is so thorough that he's able to eradicate it completely. As opposed to human doctors, where we're limited in our precision, a doctor is also limited in his understanding of the disease process. We try to do those things. We try to be as precise as possible, but we can never achieve the precision of God. And we try to understand the disease process as much as possible, but we can never undo the disease as God would undo the disease, because it's impossible to have that level of knowledge, that level of understanding. So that's the second idea I wanted to express in tonight's share. Okay? But how do we understand this idea, this concept, in the context of the Psukim? Why is the God mentioning now to the Jews, Ki ani Hashem Rofecha, this idea that I am your Rofe? So this, I want to go to the Gemara, and the Gemara is also in line with what Rashi is saying, but I think it'll explain how this fits into the context of the Psukim. So look at number 9. The Gemara is the very Gemara that I quoted for the Marsha. It's Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rabba Bar Meri, Kol amachala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem Rofecha. It's our pasuk. All the diseases that are placed on the Egyptians will not be placed upon you. Why? Because I am Hashem, your Rofe, your healer. V'chi me'achar shelo sam refu alama. So once he's not going to place the diseases on it, why do you need refuah? Why do you need any healing? So Amar le, he said back to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Mikra zem atzmo nidrash. You can be dorishiv from itself. Shenemar, vayomer im shamoa tishma lekol Hashem elokecha, im tishma lo asem. The pasuk says, if you listen to the words of Hashem, then I will not place. V'im lo sishma. But the implication is that if you don't listen to God's words, asem, I will place the disease upon you. Afal pichin ki ani Hashem rofecha. But nevertheless, I am Hashem, your rofe. Okay, what does this mean? So the Torah Tamima has an explanation that we're going to explore and address. He says, number 10, Nira hakavana mishum demachlas mitzrayim haisa below refua. The Egyptian diseases, they were considered incurable. Kedechsev b'shchin mitzrayim asher lo sucha leherafe. The shchin of Mitzrayim, it was said to be, you were unable to cure it. Lo sucha leherafe. Aval b'Yisrael af ki asim machla. But by Klal Yisrael, if a disease, is sent as part of Hashkacha, it won't be a disease that's incurable, considered incurable, but it'll be possible to lehe rafe, to be healed. Okay, so why is this relevant? What is the idea? How does this fit in? I said that we're going to explain the context of the Psukim. So I'm going to give, I think, a possibility, unless somebody wants to jump in, how this fits in. So how would you describe what is going on here in terms of giving Klal Yisrael a couple of mitzvos here? Why would that be? Why is it necessary? Especially like Paraduma. Paraduma is not even practical yet. So why give it to them? You see, once Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were on their way to Har Sinai. And apparently, I think the idea is that this was an introduction to mitzvos. Klal Yisrael were given an introduction to mitzvos at Marah. And the three mitzvos that are chosen are three broad categories of mitzvos. Shabbos is considered edus, it's testimony that God created the world. And paraduma is your classic paradigm of a chok, because we don't really understand all the details of it. And vedinin is mishpatim. So you really have three broad categories of mitzvos being given to Klal Yisrael. And it seems to me, I would say, that there is an introduction to the system of mitzvos as a whole given before they get to Har Sinai. Okay, and God is saying to them, if you keep the mitzvos, then you will be rewarded. So what is the Gemara adding? So the Gemara is adding that Hashem, in addition to introducing the mitzvos, he's also introducing the idea of schar v'onesh. See, Klal Yisrael, they never had a system, other than the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, they never really had a system of mitzvos. This is the first introduction to the system of mitzvos. And in order to introduce it to them properly, they have to understand that there are consequences as well to keeping and not keeping the mitzvos. And the Gemara is highlighting that there are positive consequences, there are positive results, but there's also negative consequences if they don't keep the mitzvos. So really the point of these psukim is that schar v'onesh is really essential in terms of introducing the mitzvos to Klal Yisrael. And the schar v'onesh being expressed here is through disease, through the disease process. But the Gemara is saying a beautiful chiddush based on the Torah Tmima. You see, the idea of schar v'onesh by the Jewish people is that within onesh, the idea of tshuva is nicker, is always recognizable. You see, the Torah Tmima says that by the Mitzrayim, they were lo sucha leherafe, they were pure onesh. It was purely an idea in punishing the Mitzrayim. But by Klal Yisrael, aval be'Yisrael, af ki yasim machla yasa gizu shetucha leherafe. The machlos are done in a way where it's nicker, it's somehow recognizable that there's a potential for healing. So why is that significant? See, in expressing schar v'onesh to the Jewish people when introducing the mitzvos, you also have to understand that schar v'onesh is not really, even the onesh itself is not really pure punishment. But within onesh, to Klal Yisrael, there's always the possibility of leherafe. Why? Because within onesh, there's always the aspect of tshuva. The tshuva is part of the onesh process. So I think that the first idea that Rashi is expressing is that not only is Hashem able to eradicate disease completely, but diseases are really part of the schar v'onesh system, the system of reward and punishment. But the onesh to Klal Yisrael is unique in the sense that it's ki ani Hashem rofecha. It's done in a way to express the ability to heal the diseases. Why is it done that way? To show that within schar v'onesh, onesh is not pure punishment. It's not pure pain, but it's there to help Klal Yisrael. It's there to help them do tshuva. Okay? So that's really one of the key ideas, critical ideas. Anybody have any questions or thoughts on that? Make sense? Debbie, does it make sense? Hello?
Makes sense.
Okay, good. All right. So one other possibility, one other interesting idea in Rashi is that if you look, go back to number 7, he says another possibility, and I just want to go into this also. He gives one other explanation of ki ani Hashem rofecha. So one idea is in the physical context. And I think Debbie asked this question. What does it mean to be a rofe in the internal? So Rashi explains that. Ulfi pshuto. At the end of Rashi, he says, based on the pshat, ki ani Hashem rofecha umelamedcha Torah umitzvos leman tinatzel mehem. So I am teaching you Torah mitzvos in order to save you from them. Kerofe hazeh ha'omer la'adam al tochal davar zeh pen yiviyacha lidei cholizeh v'chein u'omer rifos tihi l'sharecha. And so the idea is that just like a rofe says, don't eat this, because if you eat this, you'll get sick. So too, Hashem is saying that don't do this and don't do that and do this and do that in order that a person be saved and not be sick internally, not have a sick soul. So what is this? What is the concept that Rashi is trying to express here? Then this was the question that Debbie asked. So what is the idea of a refuas hanefesh and refuas hanefesh? So I think Rashi is... He's explaining an idea, a critical idea. And I think it explains the psukim. If you look in Rashi, in Chafav, he goes into very specifics. Im shamoa tishma, zu kabbala shi kablu aleim, tase hi asiya, v'hazanta, tate oznaim medaktik bahem. So you have to be very specific and precise in keeping them. Kol chukov, dvarm she'inan el gzeres melech v'lo shum tam, v'yetzahara mekanter aleim, ma iser be'elu. Lama Nasru, Kigon, Levishas Kilaim, Bachilas Chazir, Paradum, Achyotibahem. See, a person is really bothered by certain mitzvos, and a person doesn't, when a person keeps mitzvos, one of the two complaints that are commonly expressed is, why do I have to be so exact in the mitzvos? And another idea is that by the chukim that Rashi is expressing is that a person doesn't really understand all the ideas of a mitzvah, why every particular of a mitzvah is beneficial to them. So the idea of ki ani Hashem rofecha in the end of the pasuk that Rashi is expressing is that man has to recognize that he doesn't understand the human soul as God understands the human soul. You see, everything that every mitzvah that God gives to man and every lo sase and ase is given to address a certain aspect of the soul. And a human being, he doesn't understand that. He can't understand all the particulars, and he can't understand how each particular mitzvah addresses each particular aspect of the soul. But the idea the pasuk is expressing is that in Kabbal Samitzvos, the Jews have to recognize that there's a limit in their knowledge of the soul, and that the purpose of mitzvos not only is to perfect man, but it also expresses God as a rofe nefesh, in the sense that a rofe, a doctor, he understands the anatomy of a body, and he can tell you which things are harmful to the body. So too by God, that God understands the anatomy of the soul. He understands the intricacies of the soul like man doesn't, in no way that man can understand, and he understands what's harmful to the soul, and man can't understand that. So Rashi is expressing really a second idea here, that in introducing the mitzvos to Klal Yisrael and giving them the basic categories of mitzvos, there also has to be a recognition that that the things that bother us in terms of mitzvos, they bother us because we lack a full understanding of the soul. And the doctor, the ultimate doctor, the human doctor, he understands his subject, his patient, the anatomy of his patient, and he understands the way that the body interacts, you know, with that which is placed in the body. So the same analogy is used with regard to God, that God understands the soul better than man can understand the soul. And really, God understands, you know, the prescription, the proper prescription for the perfection of the soul and for the life of the soul. Okay? So we really have several ideas being expressed here. So I hope everybody's clear on the ideas. Just basically, so one idea is Hashem in a physical sense is the supreme healer, because he's able to be precise, and he's also the supreme healer in the sense that he can eradicate the disease because he understands the disease process. His knowledge is very thorough. And also Hashem is the ultimate healer in the non-physical sense, because man can never fully understand the workings of his soul and what is beneficial and harmful to the soul, whereas Hashem is able, like a doctor is able to understand the anatomy, Hashem is able to understand the intricacies of the human soul on a deeper level. Okay? And then, just to finish it off for this year, there's one more shita here, and I think he takes the context even, he makes a bigger leap in terms of context, and he takes it even to a little broader step. So if you look at the Ibn Ezra, he's interesting. He says, "Tam hamachala, yesh lecha lizkor ki beinecha ra'isa hamachala v'hanigon b'hamakos asher samti b'mitzrayim." So you saw with your own eyes all the diseases that were brought upon the Mitzrayim. Ba'avur shemardu bi, because they rebelled against me. V'im tishma chuki timolit mehem, and if you keep my chukim, my laws, then you will escape them. Shelo es elecha kasher asisi lahem, I will not bring upon you diseases like I brought upon them. The ode, and then he says, furthermore, Ki ani Hashem ekia rofecha, eya rofecha, I am Hashem, I will be your healer. Mikol machala shegazarti liyosam al aretz, from all diseases that are decreed to be on the land. Ein lecha tzorech lerofe, you don't need a rofe. Kasher rafasi hamayim hamarim, just like I healed the bitter water. She'ein yecholes berofim lerafam, that rofim, doctors, would not be able to heal. Vihine davar mara hefech hamake harishona. What happened by mara was the opposite of the first make. Ki mime hayor hayu mesukim, the Nile River was very sweet, velo yachlu lishtos mehem, but the Egyptians could not drink from it because it turned into blood. Vechan, and over here, hamayim hamarim shebo mesukim, the water that was bitter turned into sweet. Vihine Hashem asah davar v'hafcho. So Hashem, he did this, and he did the opposite. Al kein yishlachal di shamer shlo tamer bo v'leho voso kihu yetev lach. Therefore, you should not rebel against him. You should love him because he will benefit you. So the Ibn Ezra is expressing one more unique quality, and he's trying to tie it into the whole story. See, the story of Mara, that God could take bitter water and make it sweet, expresses the ability of God to take something harmful and to make it beneficial. So the idea of Ki ani Hashem Rofecha, how does it fit in? See, the Ibn Ezra, he's tying the two ideas together, and he's saying that Hashem is the ultimate Rofe. Why? Because not only can he eradicate disease, but he can take the disease and he can make it that it's beneficial to man. And you see that we see that there are actually some diseases that have certain beneficial elements to them to man. But the idea of God as the ultimate Rofe is because of his control of nature and his complete understanding of the disease process, he's not only able to eradicate it, but he's able to utilize it for the benefit of man, which makes him a unique Rofe, a unique healer. And that is really the ultimate objective of the Rofe. The ultimate objective of the Rofe is not just a human doctor, is not just to stop the disease process, but also to make man healthier and to take the very thing that is causing harm to man and make it that it's beneficial to man is God, is divine. And man will human beings are incapable of doing that. Okay? So that's really the last shita. So really, hopefully this shir was clear, but there's really a couple ideas I just wanted to express about this week's parsha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, and how it fits into the whole story of Mara. So one idea, as I said before, is that, as the Baal HaTurim and Rabbeinu Bechaya say, is that Hashem is unique in his precision, and that man has to recognize the limits, our limitations as physicians. We have to recognize that we're limited in terms of what we can access. We only access the guf and not the nefesh. And also, we have to understand that we have no divine power, that if God wants to kill somebody, we can't stop him. And unfortunately, doctors don't understand this concept, but the Torah recognizes it, and it says that there has to be a permission given by God for man to do this because of the dangers of being a doctor, because of the dangerous emotions and feelings that emerge of being a doctor. And then Rashi highlighted the idea that God is able to eradicate the disease, as the Maharsha says, without any remnant or effect of the disease. Why? Because Hashem understands the disease process in a more thorough way that no human being could ever understand. And the other idea is God is a Rofe in terms of him being a Rofe of man's nefesh, that he understands the soul and that man lacks that understanding. So Rashi's really explaining refuah in understanding your subject, but one's in the physical sense and the other one's in the non-physical sense. And then the Ibn Ezra, to top it off, says that really God is unique as a Rofe in that he can take a disease which is typically viewed as harmful and make it that it's positive, that it benefits man. So really the purpose of tonight's shiur was to gain insight into the parsha, but also to gain insight into tefillah. As I said in the beginning of this shiur, that when we say Refa'inu Hashem and Yerafeh Hoshienu, there are actually some girsas in that bracha I was seeing in my Otzar Tefillah Sefer, that there are actually some girsas that reference the internal healing of God, that God heals the internal part of man. But we don't have those girsos. But nevertheless, when we say Refa'inu Hashem and Yerafeh, you know, typically we say, oh, God can just heal anybody. But now with this shir, you have more precise ideas and you can have a greater understanding and appreciation of God as a healer. We don't just say, oh, God can heal, but we say, oh, how is God unique as a healer? Oh, because it expresses his precision, because it expresses his knowledge of the disease process, because it expresses his control over the world, that he can take something that's harmful and make it positive. So all those aspects are expressed in God as a Rofe, but it gives you, I think, more significance and a deeper level of understanding and appreciation of God and his ability to be a Rofe, to be a healer. So that was really the point of the share, and hopefully the ideas came across clearly. Anybody have any questions or points or anything to add on the share? All right, so that's the conclusion of tonight's share. So I just want to wish everybody a good Shabbos this week. And enjoy the parsha this week. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye.